Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Ayin. The Gemara in the second half of Amud Aleph brings a few questions regarding a b'chor that's born. What is considered to be the Yetzirechem? And some of the questions are questions that can never be in the world. For example, the Gemara brings whatever if a weasel swallowed the fetus, went out, came back in, and took him out, and then the fetus came out naturally. Or you have two wombs, they're connected from each other, and the fetus came out from one womb to another. These cases Tosis brings, both in Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Beis and in Ksuvos Daf Dalet, when the Goylel, is Machlokes Rashi and Bnei Tam, what is exactly the Goylel of the Kever? Rashi learns that it means a kisui that you do to a Oren, a cover that you do for a coffin. So the question, one of the questions on Rashi is, but the Gemara says, can you make a goylel from an animal, from a living animal? So Shaila is, it never happens. People are going to use animals as a cover of a coffin. So Taisa says, that's not a question. Because, kama dvorim ashkechon l'shchichi, umar b'u ashas la'irot lanu adin u'droish v'kabozchar. Sometimes there are cases that are not really, never going to happen. But they've come to give us the din just for us to have schar on it. And he brings the raya from our Gemara. And the case of Shnei Rechamim. And he says, Avopi sheze lo ye lo oilam. Meaning, sometimes the Gemara is going to bring us cases that never will be. To give us a schar on the drosha. But I and Leel, and the Gemara in the Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara spoke about the Pesar Nechiro when Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, was a mutter or not. So Rashi says, what is Nafkamina today? Says Rashi, Rashi says, it's not Nafkamina to us. Says the Rosh on the spot, no, you don't say. The only time you say is only in the Midrash Koy. If you're Psukim, you don't understand what the Pasuk says, so then you come in Dash, even though it's not a gear for us. But if it's not the dash and a pasuk, just to bring a ibaya in the Gemara, that's not a gel amaitse, that we don't have. And it brings a raya from the Gemara in Yuma Daf Hei, that says over there, how did Moshe Rabbeinu dress Aaron Ravonov? So the Gemara says, my dehava hava, what happened then. So the Gemara says, either it means losid lovoi, enough community for losid lovoi, or lemidrash koi, you have to come to explain the pasuk, what the pasukim say, so then you come and say it. Says the Rosh, you see from here, to come and darsh at something which is not negeh lemaise today, we don't do. And the Rosh is nitchak to explain why besar nechiro is negeh even today. So the Chas V'Sof there on the spot says, I mean, we do find sometimes in Shas that we speak about things that even though they're not negeh lemaise, he brings a raya for the Gemara in Zvochim, of Kuf Yud Ches. The Rav Yirmiyah discusses regarding Shiloh, if somebody is a city which is next to Shiloh but doesn't see Shiloh, can he eat kachem or not? It's not a gel maise, it's not a mizbar kori, it's not to explain a pasuk. And we come just to ask the question, there's not a gel for today. It will never be a gel osid, because we talk about Mishkan Shiloh is not coming back. And many other mefarshim brought other examples to it from other places in the Shas. So the Shaila is what Tosfos tells us. Is that only going to the Shitas Rashi and Chulin Yud Zayin? Or the Rosh will agree over here? What about the question of the Rosh that we don't just bring explanations of Nanagel Maise? So the beautiful Mahaloch that was brought down in the Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael Maseches Ovis, the Mishnah tells us over there, Shiva Dvorim Begoylim V'Shiva Bechochem. Seven things are with a Goylim, seven things the Chochem has. One of the milas of a chacham is shoyel keinyon umeishiv kahalocha. So the first shoyel there in Yochin Oisim Zayin explains, what does it mean shoyel keinyon? So he says he brings sheilo but dvorim hanoigim leinyon, not something which is not a gelam ha'ise. So there in Boyas the first shoyel has two chalokim, has Yochin and Boyas. So in Boyas ois aleph, he brings our gemara chulin daf ayin and he brings his questions lechura not a gelam ha'ise. How do you explain that? So he says, if there's shilas, there's stam shilas that are shal shemabekach, questions that are not negel maise, and they're never going to happen. So then the Gemara says that you have to, that's questions you don't bring. Or you bring the example from the Gemara Menachos, he told him, kum golio kebel shamto, because he asked a question about someone who has two heads. Or when they wanted a kicker of Yirmi of a Mismedrish, when he asked questions, they doubt he gave a Betzias. Like there's a bird that's one leg within 50 ammo, one leg after 50 ammo. But the questions that we have over here in our Gemara is not stop questions. It's the questions that come and define what does it mean, Yoytzerechem. We're trying to explain to ourselves, what does it mean? How do you define the gedder, the definition of Yoytzerechem? So we bring in different examples of things which not Nogei Lamaise, just to get a better understanding of that definition. So the word is asking a question. A weasel takes it out, puts it back in. Is that still Yoytzerechem? Not because it's going to happen to Metzias, but it explains to us more what does it mean, Peterechem. So the Tiferes Yisrael is giving us a little bit of a direction to these things. Something which is a question, which it's not a question of Metzias, but through that question I can understand better the sugyo. That's a question which the Gemara is going to ask. And that's the Negeah to our sugyo over here in Chulin. But a question of Alocha L'maisa, which is, doesn't explain to me the definition of the Inyan, and it's not a question of Metzias that can ever happen, that's a question we don't do unless you come to Bizber Kroi, or it somehow could happen in the Metzias. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shova Shiurim, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.